Hi, this is Michelle Wright, and you're listening to Music's Journey Podcast with my friend Kim Sear.
I'm a little bit of small town, edge of the border, a little big city when I got older. But when the carpet rolls up and the lights go down, I'm still small town, small town.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single, Small Town, off the new album, Milestone, by country's sweetheart, country star Michelle Wright. Growing up in a small town of Merlin, Ontario, Michelle spent many nights watching her mother and father playing music in their country bands. She would also spend long hours working on the farm and listening to the sweet sounds of Motown beaming across the border from Detroit. Making this record, she once again drew on all of her country influences and those of the R&B and Motown sounds. Blending these influences is a natural, authentic way to express herself in her music. It has always been and always will be her way. Here to talk about her brand new single, Small Town, and her upcoming new album, Milestone, is Canadian Hall of Famer country star Michelle Wright. Congratulations for 30 years in celebration for Take It Like a Man that was released back in 1992 in February. What an incredible milestone this is for you.
Has it really been 30 years? Yes, it has. It's hard to, really, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around that. On one hand, it feels like a lifetime ago, which is pretty much about 30 years. And on the other hand, it feels like yesterday. So I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity to make a new record and celebrate that anniversary. And just the fact that I can't wait to sing Take It Like a Man every night when I'm on stage is also a real gift.
Mm-hmm. It's a song that has meant so much to so many people, and I know how much this song meant to you. And that was the U.S. number one video for the CMT and in USA, as well as top 10 here. Canada, it was just such a major hit for you. Industry Award winning, the Academy of Country Music top new female vocalist for 1992. Really special when you look back at it. We've talked a lot in, you know, the last year and a half when it comes to the different journeys that you've had, but this one skyrocketed the success for you and really garnered you the industry recognition that you deserved just for all the work that you have done. And Choice Entertainer, so many things that came your way that came off of this one. Double Platinum Award for Now and Then that same year.
Well, no doubt a successful record like that will really change your life, and that's what it did for me. It changed my whole career, and so again, so thankful for it, and so thankful to be able to celebrate it, and to this year with the making of the new record and all the reflecting and talking. I've been talking a lot about those days, and it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Everybody looks at you, and especially all of us in radio, too, a complete trailblazer when it came to females in the Canadian country music genre and everything that you've accomplished for your success and what your music, the choice of music, was really important to you. Now, this stage for this new album, Milestone, it really is a fitting title for this new body of work. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, this record came together so easily in a lot of ways, and also did the title for the record. My manager Chuck and I were talking about, well, he said, well, what do you want to call the record? And I said, well, this is such a milestone in my life. I just don't know, you know, my career and my life, and what should we call it? And I went, wait a minute, is that what we should call it? Milestone? And that was it. We just went, yep, I think that's going to work, because it just is simply, that's what it is. And so that the name came together so quickly, and the making of the record was just such an interesting journey, though, because it, COVID hitting and us knowing we needed to get to work on this record, and thank God for technology, because we were able to get it done in the time frame that we wanted to. And so here it is, just really, really celebrating.
Mm-hmm. I know so many of us are so excited for this one. I had the pleasure of playing a few of the songs. We're going to be talking about every one of them, if that's okay with you, that are on this album, all 10 songs on this special project for you. It's just such an incredible body of work. I've got so many favorites on this one. So many favorites on this album.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
You dedicated this album to your mom as well. Tell us about that.
Well, it's just been a year, just a little over a year since my mother passed on, and I miss her so much, and I so wish she could be here to hear this record and to celebrate this milestone with me. And I am who I am because of her, from the standpoint of the fact that I'm a singer, because she was also a singer, to just the person that I am in a lot of ways. She taught me a lot by her own strength and courage that she displayed in her life. She had a very tough childhood and a tough early, the early days in her 20s and raising a couple of kids and just, but showed a lot of courage and a lot of strength and was very successful in the businesses. She sold sales were her thing. Besides playing music, she sold Electrolux vacuum cleaners door to door. She did Mary Kay Cosmetics, and I did both of those things with her as well, door to door. And on my own as well. And then also she sold real estate for 50 years. My mother was a real estate agent. And so she was just a very successful woman who worked very hard and didn't let a lack of education or the fact that she had her first child when she was 16 years old, my brother, and then me when she was 17, stand in her way. And so tenacity, hard work, a lot of fun. We did a lot of laughing together. And so I just am who I am because of her.
Mm-hmm. And that's really special because it shows just the hard work ethic that you had going into this career. And it's not an easy one. You had a lot of hurdles to get through. What was the hardest part for you to become a singer-songwriter?
Gosh. It's funny because on one hand, I don't look back at it as being that hard because I was young and I really enjoyed it. I mean, if my dreams hadn't come true, I would say every step of the way was hard, but because I had such a goal and vision of what I wanted and so just all the hard work, because I played the club six nights a week, for 9 years before I got my record deal. Mm-hmm. And so it was hard work. I drove the trucks and the vans and I loaded the sound systems in and out on the weekends. And, we'd load them in on Sunday night or Monday morning and load them out Saturday night or Sunday morning to head off to the next gig. So, I will say, when you're in the thick of it, like I was after Take It Like a Man broke, there's so much you've got to do. And I remember being just really exhausted at a certain point where I just had to stop for a little while because I was so tired, because you're up at 4 a.m. trying to get ready for a radio station interview and you're singing till 10 or midnight or whatever you needed to do the night before to do the show, and then you're on to the next town. One year we did 175 shows.
Wow.
And that was, we would do on average probably 100 or so shows a year, if not a little bit more. And so you can imagine not a whole lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that some of the hard times came really, and I don't really look back at them as hard times. I just don't. I cherish it all. But I know I got exhausted back then, and some of the stress of it all will, I've heard so many artists that have walked before me who have said, "Oh, if I could just go back and do those days again, I might be a little bit more relaxed and enjoy them more." Because you're so kind of on a treadmill that you almost don't enjoy them as much as you do in reflecting back on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really true, because we hear that a lot. And especially with what we've gone through, people being able to step back and taking a look at when the noise is all stripped away. Do you remember, those special moments on the stage? Because that's so important. And for you to be able to look back years down the road to be able to say, yeah, I remember exactly that moment, remember exactly what it felt like to be up on that stage and singing that song or hearing the crowd and being in front of different venues. You want to be able to have those little snippets of time that are very clear, because it's just such a beautiful journey, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Coming from a small town, we're going to talk about the song, your first single off of this new album, Milestone. Did you think that being from a small town really helped with the work ethic, not being afraid to get your hands dirty, go in there and do the hard work?
Well, definitely in hindsight, I realized that. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, a lot of hardworking people that weren't raised on the farm, but that was how we worked. That's where my hard work came from, and that was just being on the farm and being in the fields and, you know, picking tomatoes and cucumbers and detasseling corn and suckering tobacco and hoeing soybeans and plowing and cultivating the fields and taking the bins to the mill when they were filled full of soybeans and all that sort of thing. You know, that was just, that's a farm. That's how you work on the farm, whether you're a guy or a girl. And so I grew up that way, and that has served me well.
Mm-hmm. It just does. It brings back that, you know, no matter how much you want to get away from small life, because we hear that small towns, you want to be able to spread your wings and get past it. But it also brings us back at a certain point in our life, just the value that we have with the people that we connected with in our small towns.
Yeah, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay connected quite a bit to this day.
You finally got back, and you're going to be going back later this year, right? You're going to be doing a concert there.
We're getting ready to do a big show here coming up in a little under a month. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Really looking forward to that show. That's going to be so special for everybody. Tell us about the writing of Small Town.
Well, Small Town is the first single from the album, and little did I know the day I showed up to write with Daniel Bourgeard and Rick Farrell. Danielle is a Canadian, and Rick is a Nashville songwriter, and we just got together to write, and Danielle was asking me, you know, a few questions about my career. She's an up-and-coming singer-songwriter artist, and you know, we were just sharing and encouraging her, and you know, and she wanted to know a few things, and I said, well, I played Smoky Bars for a lot of years, and I got to sing at the World Series, and I got to do Jay Leno, and I, you know, got to do this, that, and the other, and I hope you get all those chances. And she was just like, we have to write that. That's what we have to write. And I was sort of like, no, I don't want to write that. I'm not going to write about myself today. And she said, no, we really need to write that. And I sort of argued it for a bit. And then I think I might have said, you know, something like, well, it just doesn't seem that long ago I hit the road with my guitar. And she said, there's the line. There's the beginning of the song, you know. And so off we went. And it is just, you know, in hindsight, that song means so much to me, and it is absolutely a celebration of these 30 years. In about 3 minutes, I share a lot of little snippets of, you know, what I've done and the fact that I come from the small town that I come from. It's a celebration of that community that built me.
Mm, it's so special. It makes me smile every single time I hear it. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Small Town by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
Doesn't seem that long ago I hit the road with my guitar, playing 6 nights a week, paying dues in smoky bars. Sometimes it's still hard to believe how far this road and you have carried me. I'm a little bit of small town, edge of the border, a little big city when I got older. But when the carpet rolls up and the lights go down, I'm still small.
That's the brand new single, Small Town, the first single off Milestones. Don't forget you can download Small Town on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist, and you also can request it at your local country radio station. Makes me smile, that Motown feeling. I love this one.
Well, thank you. That was also really important, too, and that it had a bit of a Motown feel because I was raised on the greats of country music, and my mother and father were country music singers and performers, so I grew up listening to them play in their bands, and then, of course, the sounds of Motown. I was just raised about 45 minutes from Detroit. That Motown influence is sort of in my blood. You know, it's something I authentically respond to and authentically was influenced by. So actually, the guys were doing the demo on the song, and it didn't have that Motown feel. And I was like, no, guys, we gotta lay a Motown group down. And those boys, they clicked right into that right away, and they understood exactly what I was looking for. So I'm very pleased with it.
Oh, it is such a great song. I was listening to, actually, when I was doing some of the stuff, getting prepared for the interview, and I was listening to the Sam Cooke documentary and just taking me back to all those amazing sounds that I loved Motown, still do. And I just think that so much of it has gotten lost along the way. And some of the artists now are bringing it back. And I just, like, you can't, there's just nothing like it. It's just such an amazing feeling, that music. Mm-hmm. Great.
I agree.
Great, great song. Do you have a favorite Motown song?
You know, it's very, very difficult to choose that. I just simply can't. I don't have a favorite. I mean, you know, Smokey Robinson, I just love. And Diana Ross and the Supremes, I just loved. And, you know, Otis Redding, I don't think was Motown. I think he might have been Atlantic. But, you know, and then there's Aretha. And so, you know, I mean, she's also not necessarily, she's Atlantic Records as well. But that whole sort of Detroit sound is so it's really almost impossible to pick one song. That I can't do it. No, Marvin Gaye is to me is just, you know, just one of the greatest. And so can't pick one. Nope.
I can't either. As soon as I watched Sam Cooke, I ended up watching Aretha Franklin, her story too.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh man, she just did so much. Yeah. Really, really amazing artists. And they'll stand the test of time for all of us. Always. Tell us about working on the album with Bob Funk and working with Patricia Conroy as well.
Well, Bob Funk produced the record for me. He's a Canadian who's just outstanding. His talent is tremendous, tremendous talent as a producer and a guitar player. And he also happens to be the husband of my best friend, Patricia Conroy. And so,
Hall of Famer.
And I have been talking about working. Yes, and my fellow Hall of Famer, our newest Canadian Country Music Hall of Famer, Patricia Conroy. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, we were sitting together recently and looking at each other and saying, remember back there when we were giggling girls just hoping to get a record deal or have a hit record? Never, ever did it ever cross either of our minds that we would someday both be in the Hall of Fame. And it's really fun that we can celebrate that together. We sure do appreciate that our peers will have honored us like that. It was not part of the dream, but it sure is a fun part of the dream now, that's for sure. But so Patricia is also one of our greats. You know, she didn't get in the Hall of Fame just because. She's a wonderful singer, songwriter, artist herself. So, you know, they're such good friends of mine, and Bob and I have been talking about working together for several years now, but quite honestly, I was a bit concerned about the friendship, and I didn't want to compromise our friendship in any way, because, you know, you get into working together like that, and it can get pretty intense. So, but Bob looked at me and he said, "We're friends. We're big. We're grown-ups. We're, you know, we can do this. I know we can without sacrificing our friendship." So we did, and it's definitely strengthened it. And Patricia did a lot of singing, a lot of harmony singing on the record because I really wanted her to have her voice on there. And so the three of us made a really good team, I think.
I think so, because I thought I heard her a few times, you know, when I was listening back to the album. And it was just, I recognize her voice anywhere. And you're so right. She's done some incredible jobs. Like I'm telling you, it's just half the records right now, it's like half the writing, co-writing has been done by Patricia for so many of the artists that are at the top right now. She is just really at the top of her game. Really amazing singer-songwriter. Sure. I loved the work on this album. Just getting back into the studio must have felt so good for you, just being able to get back in there and get this project going. I know how excited you were when I had you on the show and just a few of them that you had recorded at that time. But just being able to get in there and put these songs together, to choose the 10 must have been so hard.
Yeah, it was. We were originally only going to go with 8, and then we ended up going with 10 because it was difficult to narrow it down. On one hand, the songs were very obvious, though. So many of these songs I've actually held on to for 20 years or better, waiting for the time to record them. And the time was right with this record. Because I wanted this record to have not only that country music influence, but also that Motown influence. And so some of the songs that I've been holding on to that, you know, were maybe not quite right for country radio at the time. Of course, nowadays you can pretty much do anything.
But yeah.
Back then I was having a little bit of a hard time getting some of my Motown country thing recorded, you know, at those table meetings with everybody at the record label. But when the time was right, I knew I was going to record some of these songs. So I just held on to them and finally got to record them.
There's one of my...
If you can believe that, Kim, I'm serious. It's like
I know.
Most of these songs are 20 years old.
Well, you were saying that to me. It's just like you, some of these were just like, you know, something that you had been thinking about forever. But like you said, the industry has changed so much. Back then, you would have had a really hard time pitching, excuse me, certain songs. But now, anything goes.
Yep.
But this feels like Michelle Wright. Like when you're listening back to these songs, it really feels like you. One of my favorite songs on the new album is Everything to Me. Such a beautiful song.
I love that you love that. There's a song that I wrote just when I met my husband, you know, and I was obviously a little over romanticized because we were just starting to fall in love. But I just wrote that for him. I just I was thinking about him when I was writing it, and that was before we were married, and we've been married 20 years now.
Wow. That is so special. What did he think when he heard it for the first time recorded?
Well, it was the first song that I played him, and he said I sat down and just played, and just blew him away. He said, "You'll never, ever, ever forget it." It just completely blew him away.
He's going, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm marrying that girl.
Yep.
We're going to play this one right now. Here's the very special song, Everything to Me, by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright, here on Music's Journey.
But wonder where I'd be without your sweet devotion, arms that are always open, with all the love I'll ever need. Yeah, everything I'll ever need. It's in the way you say I love you. So easy, and how you take me in your arms and hold me, then you touch me like you do. It's just a little thing to you, but it's everything, 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 everything. Souls believe that there's a power in love, guiding the destiny of souls like us. Yeah, we were lovers, you and I, in another place and time. for me. Then you touch me like you do. It's just a little thing to you, but it's everything, 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 everything to me. It's everything, everything, everything. It's everything to me.
That was Everything to Me by country star Michelle Wright off her new album, Milestone. That's such a special song, that Motown feel from where it all began for country star Michelle Wright. Let's talk about Heartbeat. Okay. Heartbeat, the next song that we're going to be talking about, painting the picture of falling in love. Tell us about the writing of this one.
Well, now, I didn't write this song. This song was written by my dear friend, Daryl Burgess. He's another fellow Canadian. He's got three songs that he's on this record, Attitude is Everything, Love in This Day, and Heartbeat. And I've just always been, I could do a double album of Daryl Burgess songs. And, you know, this guy is a wonderful, wonderful songwriter and a dear, dear friend of mine. So we've written a number of songs together. He's a great talent. And at one time he was the drummer. He was the in-house studio drummer at Muscle Shoals, which, of course, is the, you know, Muscle Shoals studio, a fame studio. This guy is just one of the best musicians, drummers, songwriters of all time, and he's Canadian and lives down here in Nashville and is a great friend.
Oh,
and
that
I just
is so
love
awesome.
The song. I love the simplicity of it. I just love it, you know, rolling down a river, you know, and just it's so simple and so just groove. I love the groove, and so that's why I recorded it, because I love how simple it is and how straightforward it is, and I just love the visuals of them, you know, rolling down the river kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You can picture it. You can
yep.
have that painting, you know, that picture right in your head of just falling in love in that very spot. So that's what I loved about it. And that's where the lyrics, you know, you have to let the lyrics tell the story. And that's what it does. It really does.
Yeah, for sure.
It's such a great song. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Heartbeat by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
Take a riverboat, find out where the river goes. Feel the power when you're kissing me, like the river rushing to the sea. I'm dreaming of a starry night, drifting past the harbor lights, close enough to feel you breathe, like the music floating on the breeze. I can feel your heartbeat, heartbeat, making mine skip a beat, skip a beat. Everything rolls away, rolls away, and it's like a summer day every day. When I hold you up, it gets to me, affecting me. Every time you're next to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I wanna see the sunrise, chase away the moontide, see you smiling as it's coming up. Every time I'm close enough, I can feel your heartbeat, heartbeat, making mine skip a beat, skip a beat. Everything rolls away, rolls away, and it's like a summer day every day. When I hold you up, it's not a dream, 'cause this love feels so real, feels so real. When I hear your heartbeat making mine skip a beat, everything rolls away, and it's like a summer day. Every day when I hear your heartbeat, when I hear your heartbeat, when I feel your heartbeat, ooh yeah, yeah, yeah. I love to feel your heartbeat.
That was Heartbeat by country star Michelle Wright off her new album, Milestone. What a special song. Another one that I absolutely love it because the way you guys produced this song, the stripped down arrangement of the next song, Heartbreak Song. Love this song.
Well, that song I wrote, I wrote that song with Adam Scott Wakefield. It goes by Adam Wakefield nowadays, but Adam came in second on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
He used to play in my band. Yeah, right. So Adam played in my band for a few years, and then he wanted to pursue his own career and everything. And of course, I love that when I have talented musicians like Adam, but he's also an artist in his own right. And so he went off, and I was so proud of him as I was watching him do The Voice and just cheering him on. I was just so proud of him.
He's got a gorgeous voice.
The time came. Right? Mm-hmm. And so he's just got a lot of soul, and he always had that, just a lot of soul. And so we had actually started this song just before COVID hit. And then, COVID hit and we couldn't write. And it was actually Adam and his girlfriend had broken up. So I had set up this writing session with him, I don't know, a month or something in advance, or 2 months in advance, or something like that. And so it was time to get together to write. And I said, well, hey, I'll be at your house in an hour. And he's like, well, yeah, could you come on over to my buddy's house? Because I'm at my buddy's house. I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't ask any questions, but I got there and quickly found out that him and his girlfriend had broken up, and he was heartbroken, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you hear that song, I woke up today just like any other day. I slept all night where she used to lay was how it sort of started, right? Made it through the morning without breaking down, trying to stay real busy now that she's not around. It was kind of, we were sort of writing for him or writing for me. We weren't really sure, you know. And so I did a vocal on it after we got the first verse and the first chorus. And I left that day going, well, whoever records first, one of us will cut this, you know, once we get it finished. So COVID hit, and then we didn't pick up. We wrote one more time on it, and I just didn't think we captured what we needed. And then we wrote the third time, and we got that second verse. You know, I never saw it coming. It came out of the blue. You left me here lonely. Now what am I going to do? I tried to pack a suitcase too many times, but what do I put in it now? His things are mine. When we got that line, I was like, okay, this thing is starting to really happen. So finished it, and Adam and I went in there and recorded it. I did the lead vocal, he did the harmony, he played the keyboards on it, and we just kept it real simple and real sparse. And I think it's
brilliant.
As a matter of fact, it's going to be the second single.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wow, that is such, the way you guys did that is brilliant. Just when I listened to it, I was getting goosebumps. It was like, oh, what a great song. I just absolutely loved this one. Just the way it was stripped back completely. And you could feel, you could feel every single word like it was your own.
I think Merle Haggard would be proud of me, don't you?
Oh, I think so. I love it. The fans are going to love this one. What a great song.
Thank you.
Incredible. As I said, I love his voice. He was one of the ones, I watched The Voice religiously, and he was the one. Yeah. I go for that soul deep voice every time. And yeah, he stood out instantly. And what a great talent.
Well, let me tell, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy too. And then let me give the happy ending. The happy ending is that him and Jenny got back together, got married, and they just had their first baby girl. And she is beautiful.
Oh, that is amazing.
Jenny's beautiful. Adam's a very handsome guy, and his wife Jenny is just beautiful. And this little girl is beautiful.
Oh, see, it always goes to show you, sometimes you got to go through the hardest times to get to the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Takes work. A lot of work. Oh, yeah. Man. What a special story and a special song. So we're going to play this one right now. And this is called Heartbreak Song by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
Just like any other day, I slept all night where he used to lay. I made it through the morning without breaking down, trying to stay real busy now that he's not around. So come on over, my friend, if you're so inclined. But I don't want to talk about what I want off my mind, 'cause there's no easy fixing what I'm going through. I hate to say there ain't a damn thing you can say or do. I know this heartache can only last so long, so you bring the bottle and I'll bring the heartbreak song. I never saw it coming, it came out of the blue. You left me here alone. What am I gonna do? I tried to pack a suitcase too many times, but what do I put in it now? His things are mine. So come on over, my friend, let's have a drink. Born tall and strong till I can't feel or think. There's no easy fixing what I'm going through. I hate to say there ain't a damn thing you can say or do. I know this heartache will only last so long, so you bring the bottle and I'll break the heartbreak song. No easy fixing what I'm going through. I hate to say there ain't a damn thing you can say or do. I know this heartache will only last so long, so you bring the bottle and I'll bring the heartbreak song.
I knew you were going to love this one. That was Heartbreak Song by country star Michelle Wright off her new album, Milestone, that is out today. Next one that we're going to be talking about on the album is I'm With You. This is one that we talked about that you always wanted to record. Tell us about that.
Well, the first time I heard this song was Delbert McClinton singing it. He actually released it in 1989 to country radio. He had a video, and I heard it the first time on CMT here in Nashville in the United States. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I would love to cut that song someday. Honest to God, I was just like, that is so cool. How do I write something like that? Or, you know, and when the time came for me to make this record, I was like, well, because that's 89, 99, 2, we're 33 years later.
Wow.
And, right? And I was just like, 33, I said to myself, I want to record that song someday. And 33 years later, I'm like, golly, I did. I just love it. It's a fun song about a couple going, well, what should we do? Should we go out and party, or should we stay home and just hang out, and whatever you want to do, I'm with you, you know, so I love it.
I loved it because, again, it's just, it brings us back to a place where we need to just smile and enjoy life, you know, with one another.
And to me, the groove on that song is just outstanding, just out, so awesome. And there's an interesting snare beat that hits on the four end, you know. It's fun to try to hit that snare beat at the same time. It's for the listener when they hear this, try to catch the snare beat. It's kind of funny, or the snare hit.
Well, I bet you're going to be having a lot of people playing that one back, because it took me, I think, 3 tries before I heard it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it takes a little bit, but man, I'm telling you, the arrangement on this was so cool too. You've picked some amazing songs for this album. Really cool songs.
Thank you.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is I'm With You by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey. That was I'm With You by Canadian star Michelle Wright off new album Milestone that is out today. Loving This Day, I played last year, and I fell in love with this one too. This is such a special song and such a beautiful song and a wonderful story that goes with this particular song. Tell us about that.
Well, this is another one that I held on to for a long, long time. And, you know, 20-some years, if not longer. And we recorded it a couple years ago, and I just knew that I wanted to include it on this record. I think it's just such a beautiful, soulful song that tells us, speaks to me, because I, you know, I've seen a world of beauty in a single ray of light. You know, I've pulled off the road for rainbows filling up my sky. I mean, so much of the lyric is things that I've done myself, you know. I'm trying to sit in gratitude and give thanks for my life. And that this song speaks that way to me. Yeah.
It's a very special one. I know that we had a lot of response from people out in Sweden and Switzerland for this song when we played it last year. And I think it was
wonderful.
Just like a
wonderful,
what did they say? It's like a rainbow for them, being able to look at, just searching for that rainbow and just remembering about loving those days. They might not seem like anything's happened during that day, but if you just stop and look and try to find that rainbow in each day, and that's what I heard a lot. So it was such an amazing song. So love this one that it's on there.
I'm loving the way it feels, and oh, I'm loving the way it feels. You know, oh, how I'm loving this day and this moment that I'm in and this time I get to spend with you.
The next one that we're going to be talking about is two very special people in your life. So Steve Mitchell and another Hall of Famer, as we said, Patricia Conroy. So beautiful thing.
Yeah, Steve Mitchell's he was at a band called The Odds from way, way back, Canadian band. But he's a great songwriter. And so Steve and I had written a couple of times together and wrote a couple of really cool songs. And I thought it'd be fun to bring Patricia in. And so we just got together, and when you walk away at the end of a day with a song like this, it just makes life beautiful, because songwriting is not the easiest thing to do. You know, some days are very easy and some days are not, you know, and some songs take months to finish and some songs take a couple of weeks or two or three writes, and then some songs just happen in one day. And this song happened in one day. Mm. And I'm so happy that we got together and that we wrote it. I think it's a very encouraging song and uplifting and empowering. And I'm so proud that we three Canadians did it together. And there it is on the record.
Believing in love and the second chances, right?
Yeah. I believe in love and silver lining. Silver linings are a beautiful thing. Yep.
I never get tired of that voice, girl. I'm telling you.
Ah.
Special, special, special. And we're going to play this one for you right now. Here is Beautiful Thing by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
To pick up the pieces from the choices that leave us feeling broken. You think you're never gonna get yourself together, tired of living lost in your emotions. I believe in love and second chances. Second chances are a beautiful thing. Sun after
over again, maybe tomorrow's your best. chances. Second chances are a beautiful thing. Sun after the rain, it might be better than you think. So gather your dreams, start over again. Maybe tomorrow's your best friend. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous song. That was Beautiful Thing by country star Michelle Wright off her new album, Milestone, that is out today. The vocals that you have on the next song is insane. It is so good. It is, again, another very special song, Faithless Kind. Let's talk about that one.
Well, once again, I've had this song for at least, I don't know, maybe this one too is about 30 years. I've held on to this song and because I, you know, one of my most favorite songs of all time is a song that Bonnie Raitt recorded called I Can't Make You Love Me If You Don't.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's not a wasted word in that song. And that's how I feel about Faithless Kind. It is not a word that's wasted, and it's just very, it'll gosh, I played it for my cousin a couple of days ago and she just burst into tears.
I'm telling you,
you know. Yeah,
you're leaving a few people sobbing on this one.
Well, for those of us who have experienced that sucker punch when you know that someone's been unfaithful to you, when you just didn't expect it, and it really, that I've experienced that, and it'll take you down to your knees and just break your heart, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that kind of experience is, you know, going through that is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this song is about. There's no getting around it. It's just called The Faithless Kind, and written by a guy named Michael Smotherman. And we've lost Michael here a couple of years ago, but he was a soul guy. I wrote a bunch of stuff with Michael in the 90s and 2000s, and we're great friends, and I'm sad to have lost him because he was a very special soul. And what did he used to call me? I'm not remembering what he used to call me now. Gosh, if you said it to me in a sec, if I just wasn't thinking too hard, Toots. He would call me Toots. That's what he called me. Hey, Toots, what are we going to write today? He's just a pretty special guy. And he actually had quite a big career in the 70s, pop, soul, R&B guy, Michael Smotherman. And, yep, so that's Mikey, and I hope he's smiling at me when he knows that I finally recorded that song, you know, smiling down on me.
Well, your vocals, I played this one back probably about 8 times and
wow.
In a row. And, yeah. Another hair standing up, and I can relate to this song so much, but boy, you delivered on this one. Your vocals are crazy good on this song. It is Michelle Wright through and through. Yeah. Beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Ooh, we can all relate to this one. Here's the next single we're going to be playing off the Milestone album. Here is Faithless Kind by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
I feel something broken inside. I feel angry teardrops burning holes in my pride. never felt a pain in the world like I felt when I learned that your love is the faithless kind. I feel so empty, I got no more to give. It's like I lost my reason, I lost my will to live. 'Cause my whole world is shattered since the only love that mattered is the faithless kind. All lies, lies. All lies, lies. I'm afraid this heartache ain't got no end. Now I'm afraid down somewhere that I'm never gonna love again. But I never felt a pain in the world like I felt when I learned that your love is the faithless kind. When I learned that your love for me is the faithless kind.
That is Faithless Kind by Michelle Wright. What a special song off her new album, Milestone, that is out today. Boy, we can relate to this one, that punch in the gut that we don't see coming. A relationship breakup that we weren't expecting, somebody that we love. What an incredible vocal delivery for this one with Michelle Wright. Incredible song. Proud of that one, girl. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Attitude is everything. We played this one last year and I can never get enough of this one. It's on my playlist and we've had a lot of people talking about, you know, this song when they've downloaded my playlist, and it's just such a Motown groove to this song too. It is such a special song. Tell us about the writing of this one.
Well, again, that's my Canadian Daryl Burgess. There's actually, I have another 4 Daryl Burgess songs like sitting here. I hope it doesn't take me 20 years to get around to recording those ones, but because they're so good and I didn't have time to put them on the record and I just didn't. So, but once again, that's Daryl Burgess wrote this song with a couple of his friends, and I love it. I love what it says. I love the groove. I love the music. I just love the song.
I love the inspiration, you know, the message behind the song. And, you know, it's just perfect timing too. And everybody is just, yeah, great, great song. Given that little bit of spunk, we're going to play this one right now. Here is Attitude is Everything by country star Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
Dreams come true. You need an eagle's eye.
That's that upbeat song that we all know and love by Michelle Wright. This is such a cool song. And that was Attitude Is Everything off her new album, Milestone. This must be so much fun to play live. Do you play this one in your set?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a must.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Feels great.
Yeah, it's such a great song. When you listen to the whole album, there's just so much to love. And it just... it brings around hope. It's just, there's no other way to say it. It just restores so much to your soul. And that's what it does for me when I was listening back to this entire album from top to bottom. I really hope, I know this is a singles world, you know, when it comes to listening to songs and not listening to albums the way that you and I listen to. Like when we used to get so excited about getting an album and listening to the first song right to the very end. And you just get to know the album so well. I really, really hope that people do the same. That's why I wanted to play this whole thing, because it is just such a special, special album. And you know what? We all could use that restoring in our souls and just remembering what music's all about. And that's what this does.
Well, thank you. I have to be honest with you. I typically don't listen much to my music back after I've recorded a record, because it's, you know, it's like listening to yourself on the, you know, when you're...
I don't listen to mine at all.
Right? Well, I mean, and of course, when you're making the record, you're hearing yourself so much that it can kind of get a little too much, you know, but, not that I listen a lot to myself, but I have put this record on a couple of times since we finished it and listened to it. And I'm so proud of it. I can really listen to it without cringing. So I think that's a good sign, because I'm very proud of the record and I'm so happy you're enjoying it, Kim. Oh, Thank you.
It is such a special body of work. And I know what it's like when you get to let a project go. I know I hate listening back, you know, to any of the stuff, because you critique, right? You end up critiquing. It's like, oh man, I can't believe I said that, or, you know, just certain things that you pick up in yourself. But man, this is just such a really special album, and I hope you know that. And Dedication to Your Mom is just such a special one. She'd be so proud of you. So proud of you.
Yeah.
And everything that you've accomplished. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been traveling across North America on this one, and... have you been able to play the new version of Take It Like a Man that's on this album?
Well, you want to know, it's pretty much the same way, you know. There's not much different about... we did choose to stay very true to the original recording, because you don't want to mess with that. The fans loved it that way, and I did not want any... I just wanted... The biggest difference... well, the things that were fun about re-recording Take It Like a Man for this project... certainly the cornerstone and the reason for it, was that we wanted it just to sound fresh and sort of, when you listen to radio today, you know, recording has changed so much that 30 years ago, even though the record still stands the test of time, sonically it needed to be upgraded. And so it was wonderful to be able to just, you know, just polish it up a little bit. And we used 4 of the original 6 musicians that played on this record. The same, the guy that played the signature lick, it's called a Weisenhauer. I'm going to say the wrong name. All this time I thought it was like a dobro, but I believe it's called a Weisenhauer or something like that. The original Bruce Boughton, who created that band, down. Bruce created that lick.
I didn't know that.
For that song.
Oh,
yes,
very
he
cool.
Did, yeah. And we used the same drummer, Lonnie Wilson, and he said that he even used the same snare that he used 30 years ago, he used on the re-recording of this record. And Biff Watson, who's an incredible acoustic guitar player, you know, you don't really understand until you know it, that acoustic guitar on these tracks, on every track, it's really important. And Biff is just off the chart. He's one of the best to ever come through Nashville. And then Brent Mason on guitar. And Brent is a Hall of Famer legend. I'm pretty sure he's in the Hall of Fame. And so he played on it as well. And so we had four of the six originals, so that was pretty awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing. I'm so glad that she included this song, you know, as well. And that's what this whole anniversary, 30 years in this one for your breakout album, Now and Then. And it's just an amazing time to be able to play this one back. And as you said, just give it a little bit of an uplift in just the sonic for the song. But boy, what a milestone in your career when you look back at all this. This album would not be complete without going for the full circle moment for this very special song. Here is Take It Like a Man by Canadian Country Hall of Famer Michelle Wright here on Music's Journey.
Boy meets girl, it's a delicate thing. So much time spent wondering if what you see is what you get. Keep looking for a friend and a lover. When I find one, he ain't the other. Sometimes I just don't wanna quit. One wants a mate, one needs his mother. Either want space, or they wanna smother me. And my poor heart needs somebody who can take it like a man, steady and strong. Carrying on, true to a promise I can write in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love and every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, take it like a man. Right, wrong, I might have never known. If a friend hadn't brought it to my attention, he's got a wife he forgot to mention. Girl, leave that fool alone. I keep hoping and telling myself somewhere there's one good one left. Cause my poor heart needs somebody who take it like a man, steady and strong. Not a lot of fuss and carrying on. True to a promise I can write in stone. Take it like a man who knows about love and every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand. If you want this woman's heart, take it like a man.
That song brings back so many memories, but boy, oh boy, we love the new version of this one too that has been released, keeping it to that classic song that we all know and love, and that was Take It Like a Man by country star Michelle Wright off her brand new album, Milestone. You can download all the songs that you've heard today off the brand new album, Milestone. You can do that on all your streaming platforms. You can add the songs to your playlist. And you also can request each one that you love at your local country radio station. Such an amazing album by Canadian star Michelle Wright. Being able to play this when you played it at the CMA Ontario Awards, the CMA Country Fest, and Dolphin as well, and Camrose. What was it like for you to play, finally get out here and play all these songs?
Well, I haven't played all of them yet, but I'm looking forward to doing that. But we are doing Small Town, the new single, and of course, Take It Like a Man. We're doing Love in This Day and Attitude is Everything. And then soon we'll bring out the next single, Heartbreak Song, and I can't wait to learn I'm With You and bring that song in. So I'm really looking forward to playing them all. You know, it's a fine line that you walk as an artist, though, because you do the fans come to hear the hits that mm-hmm. they're familiar with, and so I have to be very careful how I roll out new music, because if I don't play, you know, one of the hits that the fans have helped me have, and I'm replacing it with something new that they've never heard before. You know, they're kind of like, hey, wait a minute, I can't even hear, you know, this song. No, not those songs. So it's a fine line that I walk in bringing in new music, but it's always really exciting when I do get that opportunity. So I appreciate the support of my record label down here and my manager and just the whole team that's helped me make this record happen.
Oh, so special.
Now, we do have some dates booked in Ontario that I can't really talk about right now because they're not, they haven't been announced, but we are going to be up there doing a few more shows a little later on in the year. And, you know, just let the agents and the people are out, you know, out there reaching out to create more touring for me. So always look forward to that.
Well, congratulations. This is one special project. And it's like everything else that you release, but this one's just, I don't know, there's just something really, as I said, just fills your soul, makes you smile. And I'm hoping that the rest of the fans get that same feel. It's such a great body of work, and I really hope that they listen to it from the first song to the last song. It's just so special.
Thank you.
I cannot
That's
wait.
That's the general consensus. I'm hearing a lot of people say it sounds like the best record I've ever made. So I don't hate hearing that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you certainly picked some amazing songs, you know, for this one. And boy, you know, it hits home. It's Michelle Wright all the way through. And it just, to me, is just like the perfect, perfect album. Are you going to, like, as soon as you're done and you've settled down, we talked about this before, but having you back on to talk about just your music journey, just your traveling on the road and the stories that you have, I'd love to have you back to do that.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully we can do that, you know, as soon as things settle down for you, and we can do that maybe towards the holidays. We'll see if you're available to do that, but that would be so much fun just to hear all these different stories that you've got from being on the road.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it's almost like they're on one hand, there isn't a whole lot because it's sort of like the same every day. You wake up on the bus, you do your interviews, you do your sound check, you have your supper, you get dressed, you do the show, you finish the show, you go back on the bus, you get to bed so that you can do the same thing over the next day. But I have traveled around the world, so mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of things.
Is there one place that you and Marco, the one place that you haven't traveled yet that you would love to?
Well, certainly, just with not working, I'd love to go to Italy, and that is right there on the tip of our fingertips. We're going to make that happen sometime in the next. We would have done it a little sooner had COVID not hit, but we're now just kind of reviewing what we're going to do and hoping to be able to do that sometime in the next year or two. That's on the bucket list. That's number one on the bucket list now.
Oh, that's going to be a special, special trip for you, because I know you had mentioned something about loving Italy before. Is there something special about just the culture, or is it just...
Well, my husband is Italian, and he's never been.
Nice.
You know, his father's family is 100% Italian. He grew up in Long Island, grew up, you know, with his dad. His mother is from Oklahoma, and she's Irish, and so beautiful redheaded Irish woman. And his dad is a dark-eyed, dark-haired, God rest both their souls, dark-haired, dark-eyed Italian. And so Marco grew up in that culture and has just never been to Italy. So like I said, that's the top of the list now.
Oh, that's going to be so, so special. That is really cool. I absolutely love that. That would be so special for the two of you to share together as soon as this, you know, all this travel stuff is all lifted and everything's clear sailing for everybody. That would just be so nice when that day comes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be able to come on and talk to us about this very special project. We absolutely love it. Congratulations on Milestone. You have done an amazing job on this one.
Well, thank you, Kim, and thanks for letting everybody know about it. I really do appreciate it.
Every single time. I love you
thank
to death,
you,
as you
dear.
Know. I love your voice.
Thanks.
I love you. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, love to you too, and thank you so much.
All right. You take care and say hi to Marco for us.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Canadian Hall of Famer, country star, Michelle Wright, for coming on the show. I've got some amazing artists that I'm going to be interviewing. I'll be chatting with Katie Hurt, The Prairie States, Jay Walker, rock band Taming Sari, Matt Rogers, Kelly Prescott, Quinton Blair, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Australian trio The Buckleys, Cadence Grace, Emerson Drive. We've also got Gil Grand, Ellie Walker, Simone Fuller, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, Lemon Cash, and so many more. Don't forget, you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, the new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.